Come out to Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson and experience the power of the new Milwaukee 8 engine. Just a few minutes on a 2017 touring bike is all it takes. Book your test ride today. Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's
ride. This is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
Is the round going to be more fun with Daly? Yes, because there's going to be more liquor consumed. There's going to be a little bit more laughs, all those sorts of things. But there are certain people that you just like. You can't turn down playing catch with Peyton Manning. You can't turn down shooting with Steph Curry. You can't turn down playing golf with Tiger. I mean, you absolutely got to play golf with Tiger. I would choose Tiger. It's going to be more memorable with Tiger Woods and more like amazing, I feel like. But it's going to be like...
I don't know about memorable. I don't think you'd forget playing with John Daly.
They get too drunk and then forget about it.
Here's a blackout.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
I will take extreme heat over extreme cold. I mean, I hate being cold. I'll take 105 and brutal over minus 10 degree wind chill and awful. So with that, it's hard because I'd rather deal with the heat, but I'd rather watch a football game than a baseball game. At least with a football game, you can maybe get so locked into it that you forget about the fact that you're freezing. With a baseball game and the slow, methodical pace of it, you have a lot of time to think about, I'm hot as hell right now.
Only on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com and the 1620 The Zone app.
Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com. This Keyshawn Johnson Jr. story from yesterday. How does this whole situation land to you?
Not surprised he didn't have some issues. Figured at some point in his career, probably expected it would be quite a ways more down the road. He was going to have some things to overcome. That's just kind of the way it goes, especially for these kids who are well known at an early age. It's unusual to find somebody who just smooth sails right along through their career after that kind of a splash beginning. I take Keyshawn Sr. at his word in the reports that I read.
Yep.
That, you know, he's basically saying, we're going to shut this down before it gets bad. You're not going to embarrass your family or Nebraska or Mike Riley. Well, I think that's a strong statement. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Is it your turn to use the bathroom? Yes!
Third and final hour here on a Wednesday. Sportsmanlike Conic will take you up to 5:40, then pregame coverage takes over. LSU Florida State tonight, elimination game, back in studio tomorrow, and then we'll be back at the Omaha Baseball Village on Friday. Been a good show. Mitch Sherman stopped by. Bill Livingston gave us the latest going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers as we are one day away from the NBA draft. Have some more thoughts on that tomorrow on the show. Wide open in this hour. Tons of room for you at 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. You know, I've always said this and thought this. The most dangerous thing you can give a kid is free time and no supervision. Like, that's dangerous. You give a 16, 17, 18-year-old a whole bunch of free time and zero adults watching over them, that's a recipe for issues. That's why, for me, sports has always been a huge thing for me personally. Because it provided me with something to occupy my time. It provided me with something to do. It provided me with someone to hold me accountable. It provided me something to kind of strive for. People always ask me about my daughter and say, like, oh, are you going to have her play basketball? What about volleyball? What about soccer? I say, I don't know, but she's going to do something. You got to do something. I don't care if it's basketball, music, acting. Like, you got to do something. Because that's going to occupy your time, occupy your mind. And give you some structure, something to strive for, a goal, like, which is huge. And then the supervision aspect, it's tough. Because we all know, think back to high school, like, at least for me, I know, we all know those kids in high school that had no supervision and didn't participate in any extracurricular activities, and they would almost always inevitably get into trouble. And I used to remember, like, I remember in my immature state, almost looking down on them, like, what are you guys, what are they doing? But now I think, now I look back and I think, man, when I was 16 or 17, if I didn't play sports, I didn't do anything, and I didn't have any supervision, I would have probably gotten into trouble too. And that's what happens sometimes to kids. And I'm sure anyone who's gone to college has seen this kind of cautionary tale. You know, some kid gets to college, they can't handle all the freedom and zero supervision. They can't handle it. It's too much for them. And they inevitably just make all the wrong decisions. They get into trouble, and it's not good. I'm going to tell you right now, if I would have just went to Kansas as a student and didn't play basketball, I'd have had a hard time being motivated to get up and go to my 8:30 class and take care of my schoolwork. Basketball and Bill Self motivated that. And I would have had I probably would end up drinking and partying a little too much. Again, basketball and Bill Self deterred that. Like I said, the most dangerous thing you can give a kid that isn't ready for it is free time, freedom, and no supervision. And I bring that up because I think about this Keyshawn Johnson Jr. situation as he's taking a leave of absence to go home to California in the hopes to mature, according to his father. And I think to myself, you know what? Maybe Keyshawn Johnson Jr. just wasn't ready for all the freedom that college affords you, all the free time that sometimes you can have, and having no supervision. Maybe he wasn't mentally, emotionally, or mature enough to handle all that. Maybe that's a part of what this is. I will say the thing that surprises me is, as I was alluding to, usually sports, for me at least, sports helps remedy all that freedom and no supervision. Like, usually sports gives you something to do, provides numerous watchful eyes, whether it's coaches, academic coordinators, strength coaches, older teammates, etc. So knowing Keyshawn Johnson Jr.'s background and how much football's in his veins, I would have thought football would have reigned supreme in his mind in terms of importance. And I would have thought all that a football program provides you with coaches, position coaches, academic coordinators, academic advisors, Mark Phillip, the strength coach, all the upperclassmen, there usually is a group of people kind of helping you stay accountable for what you're doing. And again, this is me just speculating based on the fact that Keyshawn Johnson Jr. is leaving to mature, and reading some of Keyshawn Johnson Sr.'s quotes about partying and all that stuff, maybe Keyshawn Johnson Jr. just wasn't ready to handle all that. And maybe it's kind of a cautionary tale, as we talked about earlier, on, you know, enrolling early. I know, and I'm sure a lot of you do too, I know there were, I've known and seen plenty of people that have gone to college and they were not able to handle the freedom and the no supervision that college presents to you. And you try and sort through, you try to sort through some of the quotes and everything that's happening, and you try and figure out, was this Keyshawn Senior's idea? Was this all Junior? It's clearly it wasn't Junior's idea. Was this something that was thrown out by the coaches? And because in a lot of ways, this is embarrassing for Keyshawn Johnson Jr. We were saying, I mean, this is almost like some of these quotes from Keyshawn Senior, this is almost like the equivalent of getting, you ever gotten yelled at by your parents in public when you kind of get a little bit older and you're kind of like, man, it's embarrassing. I mean, think about, this is a quote from Keyshawn Sr. About Keyshawn Jr. One thing you will not do as my son is you will not embarrass Nebraska, will not embarrass Mike Riley, and you will not embarrass this family. If you mature and you're ready to resume your football career and academic goals, then Nebraska will be ready to embrace you. goes on to say that you know Keyshawn Senior says you watched on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, everything's a big party. You just want to get to college to party, but you don't understand you're playing college football. It's a business, and it's serious business. If you want to become successful, make it to the NFL. You've got to embrace it. You've got to own it. You don't make it to the next level by cruising. There's no cruise control. So, I don't know. You try and figure out, well, what exactly happened here? And you think, you know, maybe he wasn't mentally, emotionally ready to handle the freedom that college can give you. And that's how it can go. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. Again, you know, as Mitch Sherman alluded to or said earlier when we talked to him, most people that leave don't come back. And if I were, this is just me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope he comes back because I think it's important for the kind of the PR of the program. And I do believe that the name of Keyshawn Johnson Jr. can help continue to cultivate that pipeline to Nebraska. But I don't know. For me, it's just like, you know, maybe this will be a future headline. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. decides to stay in California to go to UCLA or something like that. And it can be packaged as, you know, hey, you know, Keyshawn, he's does better here in California. I'm around. It's what he needs. Like, doesn't that sound like something that you could read in a couple of months? It does to me. Because it certainly is a little odd. Just from the standpoint of, you think to yourself, you just don't typically, see, hey, one pot bust and, you know, it's just like, shut it down, send him home. You don't usually see that. And so we don't know. I mean, and the hard part about this is a lot of it's speculation. But you try and read between the lines of some of the quotes and everything that's going on, and it's tough to kind of make sense of. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Jimmy before we go to break. What's up, Jimmy? Go ahead.
You know, I feel bad for Keyshawn Jr. I mean, this whole spring has just been a recipe for disaster. In a lot of ways, his dad should have seen it. I mean, he couldn't really work out with the team because of the complications from his appendectomy back in December.
Yep.
And he, and unlike, you know, every football player that comes on campus, especially ones earlier, you're a celebrity to some degree. I mean, Tristan Jebbia is a celebrity, but he's thriving from all accounts. But Keyshawn was he was famous on Twitter and everywhere else even before he ever got here, and not being able to work out with the team, being a celebrity, you know, beyond anything else on campus. I mean, it was, his dad should have recognized if he doesn't have football and he's leaving high school early to come here to work on football and he can't even do that, he should have stayed at home for his last semester of high school. It would have worked out so much better.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, because sometimes we overvalue enrolling early. I mean, how much does it, in terms of whether you're going to play or not as a freshman, I don't know, does it really make a huge difference if you get there in January as opposed to June? I don't know. I certainly can see the benefits of it, but, you know, this can be the fallout of it is maybe guys aren't ready. Maybe they're not ready to be in college. So it's just, I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that feels like we're just at the tip of the, it'll be interesting to see once more comes out. What Mike Riley specifically has to say. What's his status with his scholarship and his eligibility? All that. Be really interesting to see what happens. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. Again, we're wide open for this entire hour. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter @NickBob. Super excited about the NBA draft, where Justin Patton will go tomorrow. Can't wait to get into that. But coming up next, let's get the three and out with Corey when we come back.